This is News Director Catherine Rose, and I'm here right now with the reporter Hope McKenney and news resident Ryan Cotter. And you both have been out of town off and on for the holidays, so I'm guessing that means you've ridden Sitka's brand new first ever escalator.
Well, I sure did, and it was quite uplifting.
Nice one, Hope. I actually got the chance to test it out back in August when the modern-ish Marvel was first unveiled in the airport's new departures area.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Remind me, Ryan, wasn't there like an essay contest to take the inaugural ride?
Yeah, that's right. Here's fourth grader Viola Schoenfelder, who was over the moon about winning.
This is our first excavator in Sitka, so I was really excited, and I really like riding excavators.
But the airport's new escalator isn't the only thing that's going up in Sitka, right, Catherine?
Yes, the number of cruise tourists coming to town more than doubled from 2019 to 2024, leveling out at around 600,000 passengers a year.
And the question of how much cruise traffic Sitkans want came to a head earlier this year when voters weighed in on a citizen initiative that would have capped cruise visitation at 300,000 passengers a season. Cruise dock owner Chris McGraw helped lead the opposition group, Safeguard Sitka's Future. Here he is on election night reacting after about 70% of voters rejected the initiative.
I think it, you know, shows that the community understands the benefits of cruise tourism and that the proposed ballot initiative wasn't the right answer at this time.
But the initiative sponsor, Larry Edwards, said there's still a conversation to be had around the memorandum of understanding the city has entered into with the dock company.
So there's still the question of what numbers does the town really want, and would the town accept a regulatory approach, or does it really like the MOU approach, which is voluntary and really not that enforceable?
The MOU has only been in place for one cruise season, and it lasts 5 years. So I guess we'll have to wait and see how Sitkans feel about it.
Okay, guys, enough cruise talk. I want to talk about tuna.
Okay.
So obviously Sitka sees a lot of tourists by boat and by plane each summer. But this year, we saw some unusual visitors arrive below the water's surface.
Yep, tuna was the catch of the day for several days after warm currents moved them closer to Sitka. Local fishermen ended up actually catching hundreds of albacore off the coast of Kruzoff Island in August and September, and a skipjack tuna even made its way all the way into Crescent Harbor, where spear fisherman Jason Owen was able to snag it.
I was honestly just so enamored by how cool that thing was. It was, you know, obviously very shimmery, and you know, tuna just, they're just built for the water, built for the ocean.
I remember that story. One fisherman said it was like a Pandora's box had opened up.
That's right. RJ Miller, a longtime charter captain who caught dozens of tuna this year and showed a lot of other Sitkans where to get them, is hoping for a chance at tuna and maybe even more next year. And he wondered if albacore is out there, what else is, you know?
While the tuna count was growing day by day, federal jobs in Sitka took a hit when sweeping firings by the Trump administration hit the local Forest Service and National Park Service offices in February. Anna Eichen was one of the terminated employees.
We were not laid off. In no way is this a layoff. We were fired. I don't think it should be said gently. And also that federal workers are just like not a waste. We aren't fat that needs to be trimmed. Like, we are an important, essential part of this community that loves our natural resources, just like the community does.
That decision was partially reversed, but it was the first of many local impacts felt in Sitka, from the longest government shutdown in American history this fall to the ripple effects of grant and program cuts. Sitkans voiced their perspectives on the Trump administration's international and domestic policies with more demonstrations than the news team could count.
So funding cuts at the federal level were happening right as a debate over state funding for Alaska's schools was really heating up. A $700 increase to the state's per student funding formula, this is also known as the base student allocation or the BSA, was approved by the legislature last spring.
That was vetoed by Governor Mike Dunleavy, but the legislature overrode his veto to approve the bill. Here's Sitka Independent Representative Rebecca Himshute, a former teacher, recalling that moment in May.
There wasn't a single floor speech that day. No one had anything to say. We're done talking. We've exerted our will. We've exercised what we've been asked to do by the people of Alaska, and we've been doing it multiple times, and it's time to finally act. And I think that's what we saw that day.
But the fight wasn't over yet. Dunleavy vetoed the funding for the bill, and the legislature actually overrode that veto too in August. It was a pretty historic moment for Alaska's state government.
And speaking of historic, we should talk about Burgess Bowder's 50-year run as Sitka's pro bono veterinarian.
Oh, yes. After 5 decades of making vet services free and accessible to Sitkins, Burgess closed his practice earlier this year. Here he is recalling a formative conversation with his father about his cat, Susie Bell. He wanted to get her spayed because she kept having kittens.
I had her from the time I was like 5 years old until I was in college. I had her almost 20 years, and she kept having kittens the whole damn time. And I said, Dad, can we get her spayed? And he said, Burgess, we can't afford it. It was $20 back in the 50s. And I remember this. I said, well, when I'm a vet, I'm going to make it so people can afford it.
You know, Burgess really has some incredible stories, and I know that after sitting down with him for a couple of hours, our former news director, Robert Woolsey, had no shortage of material to work with. So we actually ended up running a short series aptly called A Daily Bite of Burgess.
Burgess wasn't the only vet in the news this year. Several joined forces to call for change after an internal city investigation in January revealed that police euthanized 6 pets by gunshot at the Sitka Animal Shelter in the fall of 2024, following a breakdown of shelter operations.
The community conversations that followed were not easy, but over the course of a couple of months, the city and volunteers developed an agreement for moving forward, leading up to the hiring of a new animal control officer, April Weldon, this past spring.
We're starting fresh. We're starting new. We're going to, you know, get things under control and you know, get everything back to the way it should be.
Fresh Food in Sitka will be getting a fresh start, too. This summer, the Hames Corporation announced they would be selling their multi-generational family business, which includes C-Mart and several other grocery and liquor businesses around town, to Safeway. Roger and Mary Hames said they knew the decision to sell could create uncertainty for their employees, making the decision that much harder.
A lot of them said, why did you wait so long? Some of them said, we knew this was coming, and some of them said,
took me completely by surprise.
No. Yeah. Oh, no.
And they think about their futures. And we think about their futures. And, you know, how releasing control of something, how many lives you're affecting. Mm-hmm. And over the years, every time I sign payroll, which my dad says, as long as you can sign a check, sign it, because a handwritten check is very important. So, you know, you are responsible for people's house payments, for their rent payments, for their boat payments, their car payments, their...
For their food.
Yeah, to have food on the table. And that is a responsibility that I do not take lightly.
The Hames Corporation is working with Safeway now with the closing date planned for January. But they say Safeway doesn't plan to change anything. They're going to keep on any employees that want to stay and won't change the name of the store, at least for now.
Does that mean that the view from the parking lot's also going to stay the same?
I sure hope so, Ryan.
You know, these fresh starts have me thinking. We've talked about Sitkins reaching new heights this year with escalators and tuna catches, but I think it's worth highlighting several long-awaited new beginnings this year. Sitka's new marine haulout lifted its first boat this fall, and after years of work, the Sitka Homeless Coalition finally opened its tiny home village, Hikkasani. I went to the opening earlier this month and spoke with Denise Schaefer, who has been working on the project for a long time.
I look around and I see so many people who have been a part of this. Oh, man. In that role as connector, I also got to be supporter. And, you know, you can't pour from an empty cup. And all these people poured into mine. So, yeah, it's good to see them.
So looking back on this year, it seems like we found a couple of through lines.
That's right, Hope. Fresh starts
and new heights. And at least one Sitka bird found both. Tell me about Agnes, Ryan.
I'd love to, Catherine. This past September, I had the honor of getting to witness four bald eagles return to the wild after rehabilitation at the Alaska Raptor Center. One of the eagles, Agnes, was brought in this past May after being found with punctured wings and legs. And seeing Agnes go from being unable to fly to launching herself up to the top of the trees was a powerful experience for many, including Sean Felter, the wildlife interpreter who got to assist Agnes in her triumphant takeoff.
A lot of joy right now, I will say. I'm so glad that Agnes can be out there back in the wild where she belongs. It's important that we take care of our wildlife here because it's part of what makes this place great, part of what makes the earth great.
I think that's a really nice image to leave us with, Agnes flying off into the sunset.
So much happened in Sitka in 2025. We couldn't possibly capture it in just 10 minutes. Here's to many more fresh starts in 2026.
Okay, guys, surely we can talk about Sitka's new community choir before we go.
Oh, gosh, Ryan, we're really running out of time.
Well, let's at least let them play us off.
Yeah, please.
All right, sounds like a plan. Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.